Welcome, everyone, to the Pidcot Podcast. We are diving deep into a topic that I think promises to solve one of modern life's biggest frustrations, the gym commute.
Welcome to the Pidcot Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pidcot.
And I'm Bill Pidcot.
And if you are just so tired of paying for a membership you barely use, or fighting traffic, or that awkward wait for the only good squat rack.
Oh, that wait.
Yeah, then this deep dive is definitely for you. It's your solution.
Absolutely. Today we're focusing on how to build a simple, you know, polished and perfectly tailored workout space right in your own home. We've synthesized a ton of material from the best-selling Pidcot ebooks, and we've really just distilled it down.
Right, into the exact framework you need. Think of this as your shortcut to home fitness freedom.
Exactly. And if you want the full comprehensive blueprint that all this comes from, we really recommend getting the source material. Just visit www.pidcot.com/books to download those best-selling ebooks.
The Pidcot philosophy is so clear on this. Fitness should feel empowering, you know, not like some logistical nightmare. So our mission today is to unpack the 6 essential keys that the Pidcot authors have identified. This is how you set up an effective home gym and avoid buying gear that just ends up as an expensive laundry rack.
Okay, let's unpack this and get straight to the foundation.
Let's do it.
We're starting with what Pidcot calls the foundational steps. So clarity and constraints. And the very first tip, it's about defining your fitness goals.
It sounds so basic, right?
It sounds basic, but everyone skips it. And what's fascinating here is that the Pidcot guide, it doesn't just say set a goal. It gives a key warning.
A warning.
Yeah, that a home gym without a razor sharp goal is, and I'm quoting here, just clutter. And that really hits home. Clutter is static. Fitness is dynamic.
Right. If you buy a rowing machine because it looks cool on Instagram, but your actual goal is to, I don't know, gain maximum strength, you just wasted a lot of money and space.
Precisely. You have to clarify your top goal in one specific sentence. That sentence is the filter for every single thing you buy. So if you're chasing muscle growth, progressive overload, Pidcot says your gear is non-negotiable. You need free weights or some really solid resistance bands.
Because they offer quantifiable, easily adjustable resistance. But if you're focused on, say, pure cardio for a half marathon, your money needs to go into a reliable cardio machine.
Or even just a really good jump rope.
A great jump rope, exactly. The mistake is trying to buy that one piece of gear that does everything. It usually ends up doing nothing well. You have to prioritize.
And that focus, it naturally pushes us right into tip 2, which is you have to size up your space. This is the mandatory reality check. And honestly, this is where I made my first mistake years ago.
Oh, everyone has. Tell me.
I bought a rack and I realized way too late that it needed about 3 more inches of ceiling clearance than I actually had in my basement. Oops.
That is such a common story. And it's one the Pidcot material highlights over and over. You have to measure the floor space, yes, but ceiling height, that is non-negotiable for anything vertical.
Like a squat rack, a tall treadmill, or just not hitting your head during an overhead press.
Exactly. And I think the real insight Pidcot offers is to focus on compact solutions. Mm-hmm. Adjustable dumbbells are, I mean, they're genius for saving space.
And resistance bands take up zero space. Foldable treadmills have come a long, long way too.
And Pidcot even gives us a specific metric here, a really actionable number. The perfect absolute minimum setup starts with 2 by 2 meters of clear space.
2 by 2 meters. Okay.
That 2 by 2 square is just enough room to do a full kettlebell swing without hitting the wall or, you know, a full yoga flow. That's your minimum operational zone.
Because if you ignore this, the consequence is brutal. Pidcot calls it the motivation killer.
It is.
Shoving bulky gear into tight corners just means you dread going in there.
Yeah.
Fitness should feel inviting, not claustrophobic.
So once you know what you want and where you're going to put it, the real challenge begins. Actually buying the right stuff without getting ripped off. Which takes us into segment 2, procurement strategy.
Vetting and value. This is where we hit tip 3. Vet equipment like a pro. I mean, the market is just saturated with gear. How do we make sure we're not buying a glorified paperweight?
Vetting is mandatory. You have to do pre-purchase testing, even if it's virtual. That means deep scrolling reviews and not just the 5-star ones.
Right, you have to read The 2- and 3-star reviews.
Yeah.
That's where the patterns show up.
That's where the truth is. And watch a bunch of demo videos. If you can get to a showroom, do it. Because sending the stuff back is a complete nightmare.
So when you're vetting, you're looking for 3 key criteria. What are they?
Okay, so a sturdy build, smooth movement, and robust safety features. If a power rack wobbles, or a pulley system is jerky, or the locking pins just feel cheap, walk away.
You have to.
And the reason is simple. Crappy gear equals no progress, or worse, injury. Pitcot is very clear about that.
I like how the guide connects this to the cost of failure. You might spend $80 on a trainer for an hour to learn deadlift form, but that investment saves you thousands in potential physical therapy bills later. That's the hidden cost of guessing with cheap equipment.
That's the core insight, and that leads us right into tip 5. Invest in quality over cheap. I know this can be a tough one for people.
Yeah, it feels counterintuitive if you're trying to save money by leaving the gym.
It does, but Pitcot argues so strongly against these bargain basement choices. The long-term value is just unmistakable. Quality gear lasts for years, it stays safe, and it performs better.
It's a total shift in mindset, right? You're not treating it as an expense. You're treating it as infrastructure for your health.
It's an asset. The upfront cost of one great piece of equipment, say a high-end set of adjustable dumbbells, pays itself back in under 2 years compared to most gym fees.
So the challenge Pitcot puts to you, the listener, is this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you commit to buying just one great dumbbell set or one quality band collection? That one fantastic item you use every day is so much better than 3 cheap things sitting in the corner.
It's just a wise investment.
Okay, I have to jump in here for a quick interruption. Remember, all the knowledge we're extracting today, these 6 essential keys, the vetting strategies, it all comes straight from the best-selling Pitcot ebooks. So if you want the full blueprint, you can explore more at www.pitcot.com.
All right, now let's move into segment 3. This is all about the human element. The gear is only as good as the knowledge you apply to it.
Which brings us to tip 4. Get expert input. If the goal is effectiveness and safety, we have to leverage the knowledge of professionals. I mean, why guess on form when you can know for sure?
This investment saves so much time and prevents serious mistakes. Pitcot strongly advises consulting a trainer, even if it's just virtually.
And their value isn't just picking the right gear for you.
No, it's about writing effective routines, and this is the most important part, teaching you correct form.
Incorrect form is the number one reason people get injured or just stall.
Mm.
They stop making progress. You think you're targeting your glutes, but your knee placement is a little off and you're just straining your back.
Exactly. 1 hour with a trainer to review your setup and check your technique is the difference between months of gains and weeks of debilitating recovery. It's a no-brainer.
The scenario Pitcot suggests is so compelling. What if you could call one fitness coach this week and just ask, is this setup solid?
Right. That one conversation provides accountability and verification. It just cuts that learning curve in half.
And tip 6 shifts focus again, from the personal to the practical. Support local sellers. This feels so counterintuitive now in the age of Amazon.
It does, but Pitcot emphasizes this for logistics and service.
Mm.
For heavy, bulky items, weights, rowers, bikes buying local can save you a fortune in shipping costs.
Oh, yeah. Astronomical costs.
But the real value is the immediate service support. Pitcot warns against the bad rower delivered cheap scenario.
The nightmare, where you have this massive broken machine delivered from across the country, and now you have to figure out how to return it.
It's a motivation killer. A local supplier, on the other hand, they can often help with setup, maintenance, and offer rapid warranty support because they want to keep your business. They're invested in your success.
And they also facilitate that pre-purchase testing we talked about in tip 3. You can see the product, you can touch it. That's real peace of mind.
So we've covered the 6 essential keys. Goal, space, vetting, expert input, quality investment, and local support. But here's the crucial pivot. The physical space is only half the battle.
This is where it gets really interesting. Because the Pitcot guide is so clear that the best gear in the world is useless without consistent effort. This brings us to the power habits that turn a room into a real fitness sanctuary.
It starts with psychological cueing. You have to design a dedicated space, even if it's just that 2x2 meter square, because it signals to your brain, this is workout time.
It separates that activity from everything else, from work, from relaxation.
Exactly. And the schedule turns that intention into a reality. Pitcot says you have to stick to a regular schedule like it's an important meeting. Mon Wed Fry at 7 a.m., consistency trumps intensity every single time.
And making the space appealing helps too.
Oh, absolutely. Show off your gear, use a cool mat, maybe some fresh paint, good lighting. You want to be in that space.
Then you need that feedback loop. Tracking and variety. You have to track your progress. Whoa. If you don't track, you can't measure success. And if you can't measure success, you just lose motivation.
Totally. We're not talking complicated software, just a simple whiteboard. Log your reps, your resistance, your cardio duration. Seeing that record of improvement is so powerful.
And to avoid getting bored, the Pitcot source really emphasizes mixing it up. Strength one day, cardio next, mobility after that. Variety keeps the body guessing, the mind engaged.
And your home gym should be a living space. It evolves with you. If a layout isn't working, rearrange it. If you've plateaued, upgrade a piece of gear.
Finally, we get to the last habit, and it's a big one. Motivation and accountability. In a public gym, other people are around. At home, you have to create your own pressure.
Pitcot stresses, celebrating the small wins. Did you lift a new weight? Did you do 2 extra push-ups? Did you train for 5 minutes longer? Acknowledging those steps is vital for reinforcing the behavior.
Yeah, and you have to create accountability. Team up with an online buddy or keep working with that virtual trainer from tip 4. That external support keeps the internal fire burning.
So we've covered the 6 keys and the power habits that turn a bunch of gear into a high-performing fitness sanctuary. Just to recap, set your goal, map your space, choose smart, consult a pro, invest wisely, and buy local.
And once those are in place, you build the habits of dedication, tracking, and accountability.
It's a complete system.
So what does this all mean for you? It means the perfect home gym is totally within reach. You don't need a massive budget or a spare warehouse to do it. Just the right strategy. And the Pitcot source leaves us with one final provocative question to think about. Of those 6 keys, goal, space, vetting, expert input, quality, or local, which one will you tackle first this week?
Just focus on that one first step. The rest will follow. You can do this.
If you love this deep dive and found these Pitcot ebook insights invaluable, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
And remember, the full blueprint for building this amazing space and getting that fitness freedom is available right from the source. Visit www.kitcot.com for more deep dives and to access the full catalog of best-selling ebooks. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I'll leave a link in the description below.